loves you.
Holy Spirit, for he has dealt with...
Invite the Holy Spirit now to enlighten you, so that you may recall God's blessings today. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Recall with gratitude the many blessings of today, especially those you may have overlooked or taken for granted.
Bless the Lord, all your wonderful.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, everyone. Now we will be praying the rosary and we would like to invite all of you to join with us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence, he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Our Father in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Do not bring us to test, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son,
first
and
glorious to the mystery, the rest of
as it was,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of thy mercy. Amen.
First glory. First glorious mystery, the resurrection of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of thy mercy. Amen. Second glorious mystery, the ascension into heaven. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of thy mercy. Amen. Third glorious mystery, the descendant of the Holy Spirit. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, please forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of thy mercy. Amen. Fourth glorious mystery, the Assumption of Mary. Our Father in heaven, holy be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
My Jesus, forgive us our sins, Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of thy mercy. Amen. Fifth glorious mystery, Coronation of Mary. Our Father in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My Jesus,
save us from the fire, especially those who are in most need of thy mercy. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy. Hail our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn them, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us. And after this, of exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you. It's so beautiful to see many of you who have joined in earlier. So starting today, we are really doing something new. So we start at 5 o'clock, and where we prepare our hearts, where we really come into the presence of the Lord and really come into His presence. And as Arthur has been inviting many of us to come in, like, into the live meeting. So do encourage others as well. And once at 5:30, we begin with the rosary and we proceed from there on. So I won't take too much time right now. It's just a very brief welcome to everybody. Do spread this word to others as well, that we are beginning an hour earlier, especially during this lockdown time, instead of just watching TV or reading books. Perhaps we can prepare our hearts. And I invite, now we will be having an entrance video, which is really something that is, which we started with the Pentecost, and just watch this, which is really something that's going to begin all our prayer meetings, and it's giving us a new heart to really listen into this word. Praise the Lord. The Lord. Yes. So as you can see from that video, this tiny seed planted in island Sri Lanka, how it has spread to so many continents and so many lives that are being touched. As we go into the announcements, today, soon after the prayer meeting, after the worship, we will be opening the prayer rooms, and we encourage anyone who wishes to join the prayer rooms, please log out of this existing prayer meeting that you're in and re-sign into this meet the ID that is being shown on the screen right now. And these prayers are prayer rooms are giving you total confidentiality. It's a one-on-one prayer session that you have with two individuals. Do join. It's something that we cannot do physically as we used to do at our prayer meetings, and it's equivalent of that within this prayer room. On Saturday, moving on to the next announcement, on Friday we have the youth meet between 6 and 7:30. Again, it's on Zoom, and the title this time is Intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Friday, 11th of June. Parents, we encourage all your young sons and daughters within the ages of 14 and 23. Today you saw the rosary was led by our youth. Similarly, it'll be such an amazing story with our youth if they can join this youth ministry and be really connected to the Holy Spirit. Let's move on to the next one. And we've got intercessory, and this is intercessory prayer for the world. So many who have been requesting for prayers these days. And this intercessory, again, is on Zoom. The numbers are on the site right now. On every Friday from 8:30 to 9:30, we have intercessory. And as we move on Saturday, once a month, we have the family ministry meeting, and this again is on Saturday, the 12th of June, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Masyama will be sharing the word, which is the gift of intimate union in marriage. Many families have really encountered another experience in their marriages, and especially our young couples, it's really an encouragement to them. Please do join. It's on Zoom. The Zoom numbers are there, and it's open to all countries. The countries' times are listed. Saturday, 12th of June, from 6 to 8 p.m. We move on from that to the young adults. The young adults of CRL invite all other young adults to join them every Monday on Zoom from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The ages listed is 24 to 40. If you're young at heart and you still wish to join this, you're most welcome. That's on Mondays from 7 to 8:30 p.m. on Zoom. Praise God. And as we go on, the CRL in Australia is having, it's actually really Mary Cruz Guzman is the CCR president from Toronto, who will be addressing on Mary's role in Pentecost. This is a save the date announcement right now. That's on the 19th of June at 10:30, and that's Australia time, but for Sri Lankan, it's 6 a.m. on the 19th of June. So please do wake up a little bit early, because Mary is a really good speaker and we can be anointed with this message that she's going to speak. Again, another save the date from the CRL Biz Ministry and Professionals on Saturday, the 26th of June. Lalitata will be giving us a message on self-centered authority versus Christ-centered authority. Many of us lead our businesses, lead our professions with self-effort, with self-centered authority. But there's another beautiful way that Christ teaches us, and that's a Christ-centered authority. So do join us on Saturday, the 26th of June, and it'll be from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Praise the Lord. I now invite, we have more testimonies. If you wish to share your testimonies, or if you have a prayer request, the numbers are on the screen right now. Do email us. If you don't want to call or to WhatsApp, you can email prayer request. We've been receiving so many testimonies. So it's ask@crlmaine.org. You can email testimonies or your prayer request, and they will be attended to. My sisters and brothers, those of you who are joining, we welcome you on Facebook, on YouTube, and all the other social media platforms. And while you are watching, do please subscribe to this, our channel, CRL Sri Lanka, so that more people can be connected to the prayer meetings, whose lives can be transformed and changed like yours and mine. So please do encourage others to watch and also to subscribe. Praise the Lord. I now invite Melanie to start the praise and worship. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and all my brothers and sisters all over the world. And we're going to start praising the Lord, because when we start praising the Lord, the God that is inside us, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, will do supernatural things that we cannot comprehend. So right now, we're going to start praising God for all the good that He has done and what He is going to do this evening from wherever you are. So we're going to praise the Lord. Just feel free to stand up and just feel free in the presence of the Lord to glorify His name. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise in this heart of mine. Sing, God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good. All the time.
has promised to never leave you nor forsake you. And his word is true, God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. We're going to sing, we were sinners, but so unworthy, but still he came for us and he died for us. We were sinners, so unworthy, still for us he chose to die. Filled us with his Holy Spirit, now we can stand and testify that his love is going to praise the name of Jesus, and we're going to lift his name above all situations that we are going through right now. So let's just feel free, stand up and just praise the Lord, for he deserves it all.
There's no one, there's no one like Jesus. There's no one, there's no one like him. There's no one, there's no one like Jesus. There's no one, there's no one like him. Again, there's no one, there's no one like Jesus. There's no one, there's no one like him. There's no one, there's no one like Jesus. There's no one, there's no one like him. I walked and walked all over. I searched and searched all over.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank and praise you, Lord Jesus. Yes, my dear brother, my sister, this is a powerful moment where we are going to experience afresh the anointing of the Holy Spirit in midst of us. It is not just an idea or a thought or a feeling, but truly the presence of the Holy Spirit is upon us. and moving amongst us wherever we are. So all what we have to do is to allow the Holy Spirit to take control of us right now. In this time, we know every one of us is facing huge challenges one way or another, which makes us anxious, tired, and worried. But we hold on to the inheritance and we remind ourselves that we are children of the kingdom of God. And we know that though all these dark clouds are looming over us, a mighty blessing, an awakening is waiting for all those who hope in the Lord. So Holy Spirit, just as you moved upon the void and the darkness, just as you moved in the tomb of Jesus, just as you moved upon the disciples at Pentecost, move in our lives, in our families, in our beloved country, and our nation, and in the whole world today. So let's visualize, just as Ezekiel, the prophet, saw a vision of a tiny pool of water becoming a strong and a powerful river, nourishing all kinds of trees and fish in the water, flowing to the wilderness, the desert. Let's invite the Holy Spirit to flow into our lives, wiping away all the darkness and the dryness and emptiness, and make us alive, awakened, new people, so that we can bring the power of the heaven into this whole earth. Let's hold on to the word, the promise in Ezekiel 37, where God said, when he breathed upon the dry bones, when everything was dead, everything was nothing, and said, I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. Yes, let's visualize. This is happening right now. Let's visualize that doors are opening and making things happen. And where people are lost, helpless, that they are going to see a new dream. The whole world is waiting for this Holy Spirit to come right now. So let's invite the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit come like that gushing wind that came upon the apostles. Come like the cup, spreading the word of God into the corners of this whole world, and give us the supernatural power to do the mission you have entrusted to each and every one of us. We are never alone in this world, because Jesus, you said, I will send you a counselor who will be with you forever. He will lead you. He will guide you into the truth. So let's lift up our hands wherever we are, whatever we are doing. Let's acknowledge the Holy Spirit who is moving in midst of us powerfully right now, amongst us, touching us. And so whoever, who is ever, everyone who can pray in tongues, let's open our hearts, let's open our minds and just open and ourselves and pray in tongues and invite the Holy Spirit and acknowledge the Holy Spirit right now. Ask the Holy Spirit to flow into this whole universe. Right now,
Get, pleasing unto thee. That is pleasing unto thee. I count it joy to share your suffering, that your life may flow from me. We sing that again.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
right now. We ask for the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Beautiful anointing there. Many of us have been touched the last few weeks and even before with the powerful messages we are receiving. And soon after the Pentecost rally as well, we've been receiving so many testimonies. I'd like to welcome Roisin from CRL Colombo, who has a powerful testimony to share. Roisin, over to you.
Okay, thank you, Felicia. So praise the Lord. I'm Roisin, and this is my husband, Ranjit. So my husband got fever on the 27th of April, and I got fever on the 28th of April. So as my husband was feeling weak, and he was feeling like he couldn't eat much as well, I actually took his meals to the room and looked after him. God covered him with his precious blood and protected him from the virus. There was a word of knowledge on Wednesday saying that someone who does not have taste in the mouth and is feeling weak is being healed. And we claimed this for my husband, and he was healed. So praise the Lord for that. So since I had fever on and off, we actually saw a doctor, and he asked both of us to take PCR test. And when we took the PCR test, my husband's test was negative, but my test was positive. So just to make sure that it was not a mistake, I did another PCR test, and that also came out to be positive. So I was asked to self-isolate myself and went to a COVID center on the 6th of May for 10 days. So while all this happened, I knew that God was in control and nothing happens without his knowledge. And as he knows everything, and I had so much of peace within me, which is actually unexplainable, because amid so many stories I had heard and I knew about the virus itself, there was no way like in myself to have that peace. This was purely because of God's grace and this journey, as I would have been shattered otherwise. I trusted God for protection for the rest of the family and for me to have a renewed experience with the Lord. I told God that I didn't mind going through the pandemic and to save my family from it. So I pray every morning, but never get enough time with the Lord. I always long for it, but with my work and other family commitments, I never get like an extra time where I like to spend with the Lord. Actually, God gave me an opportunity to spend 10 days in his presence. And I would say I enjoyed every bit of it. I spent time praying, worshiping him, reflecting, reading the Bible, listening to some of the old messages, and also watching all the chosen episodes, which I always longed to do, but I never got a chance to do it. And I also kept on talking to God, saying that I want a deeper experience and to come like a fire into my heart. So when I get up every morning, I used to sit outside for hours and spend time in his presence. And it was like, the time never like passed by. It was like I wanted more of it. I used to spend so much of hours, and I never felt it was enough because I wanted more of it. So on the 10th, when I switched on the praise songs, I actually didn't choose it. The song that was played was In the Secret Quiet Place. And actually every single word in that song was like as if my heart being poured out to a song. So, and I knew that I was going to experience him in a new way. I was listening to the prayer meetings from there. So on Wednesday the 12th, I listened to the message given by Tata, and he spoke about experiencing the Spirit in our families. And it related very much to what God was showing me. I love my family and I do everything for them. But there was a lot of cleaning God had to do in my life and show me that he wanted me to be God-centered and not self-centered. So because I see things my way and get upset when things don't happen that way and things are done differently. So after praying, I sent a message in our WhatsApp family group to my family saying that this is the time God has given me to thank him for his love and everything he has done in my life. And also thank God for the beautiful family he has given me. I told them that I was thankful for each one of them and that I love them very much. And thank God for giving me each one of them to love and to be a part of my life. I said that I'm sorry if I had hurt them in any way. And I said that I feel so blessed to have them in my life and that I love them very much. So normally we have this, I also joined the prayer ministry and we are assigned to prayer rooms. So I also joined the prayer the meeting that day. And after that, I joined the prayer room and we were assigned to different rooms on that day. So when we were assigned to the prayer rooms, a mother and two daughters, one daughter was actually 6 months pregnant, who was tested for positive for COVID, was assigned to our prayer room. And they were at the same COVID center that I was in. And it was a divine appointment. And we prayed for them. They also witnessed God's presence and went home without any complications. So on the 14th, everyone at home had to do PCR tests to confirm whether they are all right. So they all went through the PCR test and all the reports came out negative. And by God's grace, I did not have any complications and recovered. God is definitely doing something new in my life. I thank God for Tata and Amma for all the spiritual nourishments they give us and everyone in the community who prayed for us and offered to help. And people who went out of their way to take care of everything at home while we were in quarantine. God is a good, good father. While I was in the center, he showed me that I'm never alone. I will cherish every single minute I spent at the COVID center in his glorious presence. He gave me so much of time with him that the day was not enough. I'm completely healed now and I'm back to my normal birth. So I just want to thank and praise God for his faithfulness and his goodness. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Praise you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. I'm sure if all of us were physically present at a meeting, there would be a very, very loud applause. So praise God for this amazing testimony. Today, before Tata speaks, actually, we will be having a two-minute summary of last Wednesday's message so that it captures what Tata has been teaching us in the last Wednesday. Praise the Lord. 2 minutes.
My brother, my sister, what we saw last week was amazing. Peter and John were hauled up before the Sanhedrin. And then we saw how they were persecuted. When they were persecuted, the Holy Spirit didn't save them from the persecution. Instead, he did something else. He strengthened them to face it and turn it into an advantage. But I'd like to ask you a question, my brothers and sisters. How do we see the blessings of God? We would see God's blessing as the elimination of obstacles. Now, we think that the solution is the elimination of the problem. But we don't realize that when that obstacle disappeared, the disturbance within us is only hidden. We were not transformed. The problem was taken away. And if we don't open to this, we may be missing the deeper work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The question is, why is it that we don't see it this way? It is because there are three enemies at work against us. The number one enemy is called the flesh. Number two enemy is called the world. And number three enemy is called the powers of darkness. these three enemies attacking us keeps us blind to the deeper thing that God is doing. And therefore, tonight, we're going to dwell on the three enemies and how to break their strongholds in our life. Praise the Lord.
So we welcome Tata to share the message for us for today. Praise the Lord.
So good evening, brothers and sisters. Welcome in the name of the risen Lord. And as that summary was made, I'm sure he would have spent a lot of time actually making that summary, putting it together, you know. 2 minutes of meaningful reflection takes a long time to fix it together. So we must thank God for these servers, for your young men, young women, older ones who really offer their life and time and commitment to make these things happen for us. And I think we are grateful for them. So while we come into the meeting tonight, the theme for today, I'm not going to go back on what we did earlier because it's beautifully given to us in the summary. The theme is, if you're writing it down, have victory over the flesh. Have victory over the flesh by seeing all things anew. Have victory over the flesh by seeing all things anew. And actually, the testimony that was given fits into our theme very well, because what most people dread happened in that family. That is, COVID breached the defenses and entered the family. And normally what happens is that we are devastated by such a thing. And we break apart and we go through a lot of crisis. But here, because they saw it differently, Roshni saw it differently, the very thing that would be devastating actually became a true experience of blessing. A blessing for a spiritual journey with the Lord, and also a blessing to really heal the family and bring them together in a deeper way. So we are learning the ways of God. A little difficult because we are used to our own ways. But we are learning the ways of God and we are walking in it. So today we are learning, we are dealing with the three enemies, the flesh, the world, and the powers of darkness. So today we are dealing with one of them. Next week the other, third the other. So that what we reflected last week on a continuous basis and a brief like an introduction, we are going to dwell deeply today. So today's topic would be victory over the flesh.
Recording in progress. Recording stopped.
Yeah. Somebody press the button. Yeah. So don't. So the theme is having victory over the flesh by seeing everything anew. And for that, we're going to look at and have a reflection on what's the meaning of the word or the concept flesh. And that will help us really to go deeper. So to find that, we're going to the scripture itself. Let the scripture explain what the flesh is. And Romans chapter 7, verse 5 is the text. Now this Romans chapter 7, verse 5. So this particular verse has made St. Paul really be hated by the Jewish theologians even up to today. Because they say that St. Paul has been very unfair to the Jewish faith or the Jewish law. And one of the main reasons is what he has said in this verse. Okay, so let's look at the verse. For when we were controlled by the sinful nature.
For when we were controlled by the sinful nature.
The sinful passions aroused by the law.
The sinful passions aroused by the law.
Were at work in our bodies.
Were at work in our bodies.
So that we bore fruit for death.
So that we bore fruit for death.
So if you look at this puzzling verse, he says, for when we were controlled by the sinful nature, he says, the sinful passions aroused by the law. You know, this really made the Jewish leaders and scholars tear their hair, you know, because they said the law itself is divine. And the law, that what they mean is the Ten Commandments. And to protect the Ten Commandments, they had hundreds of other small laws, you know, and it was sacred to them. And St. Paul is saying the sinful passions aroused by the law. And why did he say that? And I thought that's an important thing to start with. My brother, my sister, a fish does not know that it is in the water, because the fish has lived all its life in the water. Do you know when they will realize that they are in the, that the water is essential for them? When they are pulled out of the water. And when they flip and they flop, then only they realize we have been living all our life in the water. Isn't it? When do we know we need air? You know, when we don't have it, you know, and the oxygen is difficult, you know, and then you struggle to breathe, you know, and then only you realize. Because when you have got used to oxygen, you never don't even think about it. In the same way, when people have lived all their life in the flesh and they are dealing with people who are also living in the flesh, all of us think that the life in the flesh is the only life possible and available. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So, because of that, most people, I don't know about you, but certainly I can say about me, I didn't know there was another kind of life. Because I thought the life in the flesh was the life, you know. And if somebody was not living the life of the flesh, I thought something is wrong with them. And maybe, you know, poor people, you know, they have not really understood where to find true happiness and true joy. You know? They are just wasting their life. You know, have pity on them. You know, no partying, no dancing, no shouting, no merrymaking, no running around, isn't it? No, you know, no horsing around. You know, what kind of life is this? You know. Why is that? Because the flesh is natural for us. So in the life of the flesh, there are certain characteristics that are common. Number one, if you are writing it down, a person living in the flesh is focused on themselves. The whole attention is on themselves. You know, I still remember when you're put into the hostel, you know, and in the hostel, you are terribly homesick, you know, when you are a child, you know. Of course, I must admit that at the end of our school career, we didn't want to go home. You know. The hostel seems much better than going home, you know, because you enjoyed all your colleagues and what you were doing. But anyway, when you are small children and you're put there, you go through a terrible homesickness. And in the afternoon, I remember we used to have this siesta, you know. And whether you like it or not, you know, we had this matron who was really, really, you know, that's how we perceived her. She may have been a kind person, you know, but we looked at her like, you know, a bit of a dragon, you know. And she used to pipe this music into the dormitory, you know. And I still remember, you know, this song that was going on, you know, while with my, it blended beautifully with my homesickness. It said, you know, why is the sun still shining? You know, why is the sky still blue? Don't they know it's the end of the world? You know, and then I'm also asking myself, You know, don't they know, you know, that my world has ended because I'm homesick, you know, and I'm no meaning to my life. It's only later that I realized this is the common problem of humanity. What's the common problem? We are centered on ourselves. And everything is about ourselves. So those days I used to say three people live inside us, isn't it? Me, mine, and myself. And it's all about that. So when it comes to relationships, it's almost the same. All the time we are looking for some advantage, some benefit from our relationships. And otherwise we won't relate too much. Even eating, drinking, searching for pleasure, sexuality, looking for the comforts in life, luxuries. If you look at this, all centered on ourselves. So a life centered on ourselves has a name, and that name is called the flesh. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. But my brother, my sister, this life has a problem. What is the problem? You are never satisfied. One thing might, you may think that it will satisfy you, but then it never satisfies. I realized that the day I bought a car. I was, because, you know, to buy a car was a big thing. You know, I had to wait so many years to really be able to buy a car. But after I bought the car, within about 2 weeks, I suddenly realized my car is dated, you know. Now I'm having a car that will be outdated in a few months, you know, by a newer version that my car will be forgotten, you know. It's not brand new now. And something of the glitter and the shine disappears. And I think it happens for girlfriends and boyfriends also, husbands and wives. And that's why you find this thing of trying to find a new way of finding happiness. Because the flesh will never satisfy. And then when the flesh does not satisfy, we try to find other ways to meet our needs. That's why we have a restless people with a restless heart. And when we are restless and unhappy, actually we turn on each other. And actually, you would see, you know, beautiful, happy family life, we say, of course it is, but also biting, shouting, showing teeth, snapping, isn't it? Because the flesh comes out in family life as well. Who are the people we snap to, you know, and we tell them brutal truths, you know, and really let them have it, are the ones who are close by, because we are dissatisfied inside. My brother, my sister, when do we realize that we have a problem? It is when we decide to follow the laws of God. Beautifully said by St. Paul. Look at this text again. For when we were controlled by our sinful nature, the sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in our bodies. Now, what does that mean? The sinful nature aroused by our passions? What does that mean? When we try to obey God only, we suddenly realize, I am unable to follow the ways of God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Till then, I don't know that I have a problem. Till then, I don't know that there is an issue in my life. Try to follow God. Then you suddenly realize something else is working inside us. To discover that you have the flesh is also a grace. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So don't be discouraged. Realize. To realize that we have the flesh is the beginning of freedom. And it's said to us beautifully in Romans 7:22. Yeah, please. So, my brothers and sisters, Romans 7:22. For in my inner being, you can repeat that.
For in my inner being,
I delight in God's law.
I delight in God's law.
For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. That means I want to follow the ways of God. But then verse 23 says, look at verse 23. But I see another law at work.
But I see another law at work.
In the members of my body.
In the members of my body.
Waging war against the law of my mind.
Waging war against the law of my mind.
And making me a prisoner of the law of sin.
And making me a prisoner of the law of sin.
At work within my members.
At work within my members.
Then he says, when I try to follow the ways of God only, I realize there is a rebellion going on inside of me. We have found out the flesh. My brother, my sister, until you discover the flesh, you'll never find the new life of God. So don't be discouraged. The flesh is the natural thing that's hidden from us and from the world, because everybody is in the flesh. And then St. Paul asks a question in verse 24, beautifully asked. What a wretched man I am.
What a wretched man I am.
Who will rescue me from this body of death?
Who will rescue me from this body of death?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Here, this experience of wretchedness is actually the moment we are invited to realize that Jesus is able to give us a new life. A life that is above the flesh. I'm using the word carefully. I'm using the word above. You know why? Because normally what happens is either we rise above the flesh or you fall into the flesh. So you are either above the flesh or in the flesh. So my brothers and sisters, here is the word flesh. Our human self-centered nature that rules us from birth to death. In fact, one saint has said that the flesh will actually die 5 minutes after we die. Because even after we die, the flesh will be at work because of this broken nature. Now, how do we look at this, a deeper look at the flesh? And if we look at the flesh on a deeper level, we are going to look at it through the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 24. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 24. Now, I want to suggest a title for the flesh here. You can write it down if you're writing it down. The title is Fun at the Start, Death at the End. So if you want to link the word flesh, you can link it with this thing. Fun at the start, death at the end. Let's look at it together. Galatians 5, verse 19. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. You can repeat that.
The acts of the sinful nature are obvious.
Sexual immorality.
Sexual immorality.
Impurity.
Impurity.
And debauchery.
And debauchery.
Actually, if you look at sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery, none of them cause pain. Isn't it? All of them bring pleasure. If sexual immorality brings pain, every time you have a bad thought, you get a headache. I don't think anyone will have any bad thoughts. Isn't it? I remember we were in the U.S. and in Ohio, you know, and Sujit, who actually is the coordinator in Ohio, he has this dog, you know, a beautiful Labrador, you know. The fellow has a hobby, you know. The fellow runs, chases any car that goes on the road, but in the garden. From one point of the garden to the other, he will chase. There are no fences, but the fellow stops dead at the border of the garden. No fences. So I asked, how does the fellow do this? He says, no. When the fellow was a pup, we had this thing tied to its neck, you know. And the moment it came to the border of the house, electric signal impulse was given. And the fellow felt a pain, you know. The fellow learned, if I cross this, I'm going to get a shock. Now the collar has been removed, but the fellow will never go. So God could have done it very easily to us also, isn't it? Tie us with the electric collar. You know? Any bad thought, zing, you get one. You know? And then we'll all be saints. But here, sexual immorality gives pleasure. Impurity gives satisfaction. Debauchery gives us things in our life that we are longing for. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Actually, I told you the title, Fun at the Start, Death at the End. In the end, all three of these will drag you and your family into a hell. And that's really what happens. You know, it's beautiful. Yesterday, after the meeting, I preached in Singular. Somebody sent a text, you know. And this person writes, says, I have been involved in a sinful relationship while married. And I have been caught up in this for so long. And yesterday I realized I was making hell for myself and for my family. I called right at that moment, gave up the relationship and returned to my family and God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Why is that? Because that man realized that his seeking for pleasure was going, leading to hell. So actually, you don't have to wait till you go to hell, you know. You can bring hell and keep it close to yourself. One, in your heart. Second, in your home. Here are three things that happen inside us. Then two things that we do in verse 20. If you look at verse 20, 5:20. We'll first look at the top verse and then we'll look at the others. Idolatry and witchcraft. You can repeat that.
Idolatry and witchcraft.
Idolatry and witchcraft. If you look at these two words, idolatry and witchcraft. Why do people practice idolatry and witchcraft? Because they want to get what they desire. It's amazing, isn't it? They want to get what they desire. So what do they do? Pray to this and pray to that to get it. Or go do black magic to get it. Go and do witchcraft to get it. Because the flesh is not converted. Desires are sinful, self-centered. So how do you get your self-centered desires fulfilled? Through idolatry and witchcraft. Get what you desire from them. You know, one of our coordinators in Australia, it's amazing. When he was here in Sri Lanka, actually he was doing a business with a top businessman here, and they fell off. And when they fell off, he got information that this other business was doing black magic against him. He said, you know, that he was running a supermarket, and he got the message. They sent him a message. They said, we'll make your money run in the drains. We'll send your money to run in the drains. And he says, to his amazement, one day the machine, that the teller machine, I think, or whatever the machine they were using for money, burst, and all the coins flowed out from there into the drain outside and Avni went. He thought, bad joke, you know. They are practicing witchcraft against me. I need to fix this. So what did he do? He went to 5 different places and asked for 5 dead spirits to send against this person. And when he finally came to the Lord, he was exorcised, actually. He was prayed for, you know. And when they prayed for him, the amazing thing was, it was not the spirits that his friend who had become an enemy had sent. Actually, it was the spirits that he had gone and prayed to that were actually possessing his body. I'll talk about it week after when we talk about with the powers of darkness. And you will see that when you are in the flesh, how you get your desires met is through idolatry and witchcraft. But then after that, we described the environment, the result of the flesh. If you're writing it down, you can write it down. Here is what you will get if you live in the flesh, the result of the flesh. You can repeat after me. Hatred. Discord.
Jealousy.
Fits of rage.
Selfish ambition.
Dissensions.
Factions.
Can you see that? Imagine a house where there is normal environment is hatred, discord. One is attacking the other. Jealousy. Anyone gets anything they're jealous of. Fits of rage. People go into tantrums. Selfish ambition. Everyone thinking only of themselves. Dissensions. All the time disagreeing. Factions. Imagine what an unhappy family that is. Imagine an office like that. Imagine a parish like that. Imagine a community like that. When you have the flesh leading us, this is really what will take place. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Verse 21 explains it beautifully. If you look at verse 21, it goes on. And envy,
drunkenness,
orgies,
and the like.
I warn you,
as I did before,
that those who live like this, will not inherit the kingdom of God. So it's very simple. Actually, people are afraid of going to hell. You don't have to be afraid. Some people already have a great experience of hell. Where do they have it? In their hearts and then in their homes, in their families. Why? Because the flesh is leading them. Let me show you again, my brother, my sister. Look at the last verse. Like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, a lot of us read this text like this. Inherit the kingdom of God means when we die, we won't go to heaven. But I want to give you another meaning to this tonight. Inherit the kingdom of God is living under God's rule today. Enjoying God's life today. There's another kind of life as well. All this time I described the life of the flesh. Now St. Paul explains the life of the Spirit. What is the life of the Spirit? That is living in God's kingdom here and now. Today, inside us and in our families. Let's look at verse 22, my brothers and sisters. But the fruit of the Spirit
is love,
joy,
peace,
patience,
kindness,
goodness,
faithfulness.
So if you want another title, the title is this. This is the fruits of the fruits of the flesh, fruits of the Spirit. Here is the title for that. The title is Death at the Start, Life at the End. Death at the start, life at the end. In the other one, enjoyment at the start, life at the start, death at the end. In this one, death at the start, life at the end. What does that mean? When you obey God, you die to your flesh. There's no joy. There's no happiness. You are giving up stuff. And when you do that, there's pain. There's death. There's struggle. But the assurance is, a little later will come love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. My brother, my sister, you have to make a choice. Are we going for the temporary joys of the flesh and quietly living in a life of hell? Or are we going to allow the spirit to defeat the flesh, go through that death, and enjoy the fruits of the kingdom in our life today? I think it happens in our own hearts, isn't it? You die to sin, you die to your broken nature, you die to your desire. There's a loss, there's a pain, there's an emptiness. But I can tell you, it leads us deeper to another place where there is peace, joy, goodness, sense of favor from God that nothing can ever bring into your life. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So I explained that through cigarette smoking. You know, I used to smoke a lot of cigarettes those days. And I used to smoke before I went to sleep. And the moment I got up also, I used to smoke. And in the night also, I used to get up and smoke. You know, so I didn't think of life without having a cigarette. You know, I couldn't even think about it. But then once I met the Lord and I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, you know, the Lord challenged me to give up smoking. I had tried many times, but I had failed. And when I threw away my cigarette packet with 7 cigarettes inside it, I still remember 1 week later, 10 days later only, I got the fruit. That is, taste had returned to my mouth. I didn't know that I had lost my taste. It had happened gradually. And it returned to me. Then a few days later, smell returned to me. I began to smell the beautiful environment, the flowers, the fragrance. I had lost it without even knowing it. And that's what has happened to people who live in the flesh. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You know, yesterday, again, another person had sent testimony after the meeting. You know, how this person, you know, had heard the example of the cigarettes. 20 cigarettes this person has thrown away. And writing to us, saying, I have chosen to receive the delayed joy and peace of God rather than giving to my flesh and self-indulgence. And if that is happening among us, that's truly the grace of God. Praise the Lord. Shall we just praise and thank the Lord? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Now, my brothers and sisters, the question is, where does it all begin? You know, where does it all start? What is our first step? The first step is to see things differently. That's what the topic of today. See things differently and have victory over the flesh. Romans 8, verse 5. Romans 8, verse 5. All this is said in the scripture, you know, but we have to take it out. You know. Those who live according to the sinful nature,
those who live according to the sinful nature,
have their mindset on what their nature desires.
On what their nature desires.
But those who live in accordance with the Spirit,
but those who live in accordance with the Spirit,
have their mindset on what the Spirit desires.
On what the Spirit desires.
The great battle starts in the mind. Where do you see happiness? Where do you find peace? Where do you find fulfillment? Where do you find the meaning to your life? My brother, my sister, if you allow God's word to influence your thoughts and mind, and you begin to see, as God is showing you, the shift from hell to heaven has begun. So the first thing is the shift of the mind. Where do you find happiness? Where will you find security? Where do you find joy? Shift it to God's word. Look at this, verse 6. Beautifully given to us. Beautifully given. The mind of sinful man.
The mind of sinful man.
Is death.
Is death.
That means actually in the end, no peace, no rest. Insecure, dark, angry, defeated. Is death. But the mind controlled by the spirit.
But the mind controlled by the spirit.
Is life and peace.
Is life and peace.
Can you see that? The kingdom of heaven is here. Jesus said it. He said, the kingdom of heaven is among you, he said. And then he said, remember, he said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. People ask, where? It is here already. A life led by the Spirit has the kingdom of God within them. Love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control. The mind led by the flesh has the things of the flesh creating a hell inside. Jealousy, anger, reaction. You know, you must feel sorry for them. You know, my God, they are living in a self-made hell, you know, and they don't know anything else. So they are going to live and die that way unless someone saves them. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
the whole, and you meet people in the world. Next week you see the world means a whole bunch of people who think like that. And we feel like fish out of water. You know? And we ask, is something wrong with us? You know, and then only your mind realize, no, it's the flesh and the spirit at battle. So how to see things differently? I'm going to read from St. Ignatius of Antioch. And he's going to tell us how to see things differently. Let me tell you who St. Ignatius of Antioch is. St. Ignatius of Antioch lived in the latter part of the first century and the beginning of the second. Tradition will tell us that with St. Polycarp, you know, strange, we don't hear much people name Polycarp, isn't it? But so now we name people with saints, you know, he was a great saint. St. Polycarp and St. Ignatius were church fathers, you know. Initially, they were the apostles. And then now, after the apostles came, the next generation were the fathers of the church. So St. Ignatius and Polycarp were actually disciples of John, the great apostle. And now Ignatius was the bishop of Antioch when he was captured by the Romans and taken to Rome to be thrown to the wild animals. You know, and here is a letter, a part of a letter written by St. Ignatius to the Roman Christians. And here you can distinguish between the mind of the spirit and the mind of the flesh. Very clearly given to us. Look at this text. If you can see it, I'm projecting it on the YouTube. I think, I don't know whether it's there on the, anyway, I'm going to say it from, otherwise my time is going to be finished quick. St. Ignatius says, for our Lord Jesus Christ, now that he has returned to his Father, has revealed himself more clearly. What he's saying is, now that Jesus has ascended to heaven, we can see who he really is more clearly. Our task is not one of producing persuasive propaganda. You know how different from 21st century Christianity, you know. Our church is the best, your church is not too good, you know. We can give you a miracle, what can you give the world, you know. Pushing the flesh. He says, our task is not one of producing persuasive propaganda. Then he says, Christianity shows its greatness when it is hated by the world. Can you see? Either this guy is crazy or he's having another rule in his life. Can you see? Christianity shows its greatness when it is hated by the world. And we think something is wrong when we are hated. All I wanted was to follow the Lord, and I'm being hated. That's the sign of discipleship. Here is the light of God's word revealing in a new way what's happening to us. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Look at the next slides. I'm writing to all the churches to declare to them all that I'm glad to die for God, provided you do not hinder me. I beg you, do not show me a misplaced kindness. He's saying, don't show me misplaced kindness by trying to get me out of this. You know, either, you know, if he was here, he would have been analyzed psychologically and they would have given a label to his condition and said, you know, religious fanaticism or some other kind of condition. They are out of reality. What do you mean by reality? They are not thinking in the flesh. And look at this. Let me be the food of beasts that I may come to God. How is he going to come to God? By becoming food for beasts. You know, actually, in cricketing language, when I read this, I'm bold. You know, you know, I feel ashamed of myself. You know, my God, what am I? How do I think? You know, yeah, he's coming through the beast. You know, I am his wheat, and I shall be grounded by the teeth of beasts, that I may become Christ's pure bread. Can you see? Now he's talking about animals, you know. But we can talk about, you know, people criticizing us, reacting to us, you know, analyzing our character, giving serious misinformation about us. You know, beast. St. Ignatius is saying, I'm coming closer to God through that attack. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thinking in the flesh, thinking in the spirit. Now, can you see here? Look at some more. I would rather that you coax the beast. I think he's really crazy, you know. Coax the beast, you know, get the fellows to really, really work, you know, to become my tomb and to leave no scrap of me behind. That when I have died, I will be a burden to no one. Imagine, my brother, my sister, what kind of inner freedom is this? And then he says, I shall be a true disciple of Christ when the world no longer sees my body. Pray to Christ for me, that by these means I may become a sacrifice to God. Suffering, rejection, pain is the pathway into the kingdom of heaven for St. Ignatius. Because his spiritual eye has opened and he can see things not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Actually, it gets better. Look at the next part. I'll finish with that tonight. I do not give you orders like Peter and Paul. He says, you know, I'm not Peter, I'm not Paul, he's saying. They were apostles. I'm a condemned criminal. Can you see the humility of this man? They were apostles. I'm just a condemned criminal. They were free. I'm still a slave. He said, because I'm caught up in the flesh, I'm still a slave. But if I suffer, I shall become the freed man of Jesus Christ. And I shall rise again to freedom in him. My brother, my sister, is saying, through the suffering, I'm going to be made perfect. I told you, you know, that this bowling is too much. You know, we are not equipped to handle this kind of bowling. You know, we can bet, you know, we can boast about what we have done and what we have said and, you know, the glorious things that have happened through our life. That kind of betting we can do, you know. When you come to this bowling, you're finished, you know. We have nothing to offer, you know. You'll have to put the tail between the legs and quietly slunk away, you know. My God, we have no answer to this revelation. Look at this. Look at the final sentence. Now, as a prisoner, I'm learning to give up my own wishes. See how beautiful he's talking. All the way from Syria to Rome, I'm fighting wild beasts. By land and by sea, by day and by night, chained as I am to 10 leopards. You know, I'm wondering, you know, how can he be chained to 10 leopards? You know? I mean, the detachment of soldiers who guard me. The 10 leopards are the soldiers who guard him. The better you treat them, the worse they become. My brother, my sister, what's our complaint? Our complaint is we are loving these people and they are behaving badly. Look at this. I am more and more trained in discipleship by their ill usage of me. When they treat me badly, I'm learning to be a better and better disciple of Jesus Christ. What kind of glasses do we choose to wear? My brother, my sister, is the glasses of the flesh, even as we are religious, or the glasses of the spirit? And if you wear the glasses of the spirit, everything becomes different. Overcome the flesh by seeing things differently. Let's pray today in our worship. Let's pray today in our adoration. Oh God, give us the eye of the Spirit to see what's happening in our own lives and to respond to you, that our hearts will become the kingdom of God and our environment will become the kingdom of God. Shall we open ourselves to the adoration? Today we have the adoration live by Father Dimuthu, who is offering us the adoration from the Kudumagala Diocese, and we are grateful for that. Let's join in to the adoration. Thank you, Jesus. We can all kneel if you have a little space. Let us kneel down. Let's prepare our hearts to worship. Jerry, you can prepare with, we were made to worship the King. We were made to bow before His throne. He delights when we lift our voice in praise to Him. We were made to worship Him alone. And when before we say that, let's look at the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist. Here is the King. But with what glasses are you wearing when you look at this King? Are you looking at a worldly, fleshly king that is fulfilling all our worldly desires and keeping us in the hell of human nature? Or are we looking at the King who has battled, waged a war against the flesh, defeated the flesh by crucifying it to the cross, and now bringing the kingdom of God into our lives? Humility, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control, love, joy, peace. As we recognize His movement even among the beast, as we recognize His hand even in the most terrible events of our life, and then we respond to it, even the most terrible events revealing to us the kingdom, revealing His presence, revealing His journey in our lives. Let's worship the Lord, my brother, my sister. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Glory to you. Hallelujah. Brother, my sister, before we sing the second verse, which says holy, worship with the word holy coming from the Hebrew kadosh, and if you ask any biblical scholar the meaning of the word holy, it means other, separated, not of this world, not of the flesh, but of the spirit. And my brother, my sister, God wants to make us holy. And what does that mean? The source of joy changes. The source of love changes. The source of peace changes. The source of security changes from this world, from self-centeredness, from other people to God. And then, like Jesus on the cross, like St. Ignatius before the wild beasts, in the middle of hell, like St. Stephen, in the midst of that stoning, in the middle of a hell in the flesh, there is peace, there is rest, there is joy, there is love. And that becomes the reflection of holiness. That becomes a light. And in that light, people see themselves. People question themselves, like Saul questioned himself in the light of the death of Stephen. And he questioned himself, am I right? Is this life the life I should be leading? The light fell on Saul to make him Paul. Is the light shining through our lives into our families? Is it shining into our world? Or are we also caught up in the flesh? Tonight, let's sing in the words, holy. Lead us there, Lord. Lead us there. Bishop Barron says, you want to see perfection? Look at that cross. A man dead, completely given up to God, is the perfect heart of God. Holy, lost everything in the world, but found eternity, fullness of life with God. Here it is, called to holiness, called into this inner journey. Let's worship the Lord with the beautiful words, holy, holy, holy. it into the Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit lead the worship tonight. Honor the Lord for His inner journey. Honor the Lord praising the apostles. Walk in this inner journey of the Spirit. Fathers of the church who were raised into the inner journey of the Spirit. They sought the deeper thing in the life. Living in a desert, but finding the fruits of the kingdom in their hearts. Living in rejection, but finding the deepest love of God in their lives. Living in the pain of denial and deprivation, but finding the fullness and propensity of His love. This beautiful paradox of the kingdom right in the middle of the desert. The kingdom right in the middle of rejection and pain. The kingdom of God that has come to people even in the midst of the struggle of hell itself. Holy, holy, He says, I'm changing everything, making everything new for you as you open your heart to me. And every situation will turn into a blessing as I come into your life, says the Lord. Let's tell the Lord, holy, holy, holy is. The powers of darkness deep in our lives tonight. Send the light of your presence flowing into our hearts, Lord. The light of your Spirit enlightening our hearts. The way to true peace, the way to the kingdom, Lord, hidden in our lives tonight. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
for so long,
I asked you,
take away the obstacles, solve my problems.
Change my environment.
So that I may be at peace.
That I may have joy.
And I may be loved by the people around me. Lord, when I started the journey with you.
You did that for me.
You changed my environment.
You revealed signs and wonders.
And you loved me through the people around me. But Lord Jesus,
these things have changed over time.
People reject me.
People reject me.
They misunderstand me.
They misunderstand.
The environment is hostile.
The environment is hostile.
The struggle within me is greater.
The struggle within me is greater.
Sometimes I complain to you, Lord.
Sometimes I complain to you, Lord.
Why don't you change this?
Why don't you change this?
I never realized. You are calling me deeper.
You are calling me deeper.
Like you had to journey deeper.
Like you had to journey deeper.
In the beginning, Lord Jesus.
In the beginning, Lord Jesus.
It was signs, wonders, miracles.
It was signs, wonders, miracles.
Walking on water.
Walking on water.
Feeding the 5,000.
Feeding the 5,000.
Raising the dead.
Raising the dead.
Then it was your lonely walk.
And it was your lonely walk.
To the cross.
To the cross.
No power.
No power.
No divine interventions.
No divine interventions.
Rejection.
Rejection.
Pain.
Pain.
Fooling.
Fooling.
Ridicule.
Ridicule.
But Lord Jesus.
But Lord Jesus.
The kingdom was inside you.
The kingdom was inside.
It was growing stronger.
It was growing stronger.
More perfect.
More perfect.
Bigger.
Bigger.
As you gave inner response.
As you gave inner response.
And suddenly.
Suddenly,
like St. Paul says, Lord Jesus,
like St. Paul says, Lord
the
Jesus,
glory of God,
the glory of God
shone on the face of Jesus Christ,
shone on the face of Jesus
as
Christ,
he hangs on that cross,
as he hangs on
the glory of God,
the glory of God
on the face of Ignatius of Antioch,
the face of Ignatius Antioch.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Give me new eyes.
Give me new eyes.
To see what you are doing.
To see what
to recognize
are doing.
Your kingdom.
To recognize your
that's
kingdom.
Coming deeply into my life.
That's coming deeply into
give me
my
the
life.
Grace.
Give me the grace.
To say yes.
To, say yes
to that great call you have
that
for me.
Great call that
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's build a throne of praise, my brother, my sister. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worship your Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Worship your Lord. And the Lord says, I'm doing a new thing in your lives. Do not be afraid. I'm there with you, leading you through everything that happens to you. I'm making you stronger, deeper, greater, that I will make you a blessing for the world, so that I will save the world walking in darkness through you. Do not be afraid. The kingdom is within you. The peace, the joy, the love is within you. And it will overflow into the world of darkness and strife and struggle. And I'm creating the kingdom through you, says the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
The Lord is showing a teacher. He's going through a lot of financial crisis and wondering whether to quit the job. But the Lord says, my dear child, remain where you are. I will open a mighty door for you. My blessings will fall upon you, says the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
A person who is having a frozen shoulder and who is unable to move that hand and who is going through a lot of pain, right now the Lord is saying, just raise your hand and keep praising me. You are being healed, my child, says the
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to your name.
Praise the Lord. The Lord is speaking to many COVID patients who are watching this program. The Lord is assuring them complete healing. Praise the Lord.
Praise Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. 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 Lord, we claim it for so many, Lord. We claim hallelujah. It right now praise for those who are slow Jesus. In recovery, Lord.
Thank
we claim
you.
It for Alistair right now, Lord, hallelujah. That your mighty hand will be there praise for you. Thank praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Father.
The Lord is also speaking to somebody who has a nervous condition of biting the nails to the effect that it damages the fingers. And today the Lord is giving this, liberating this person from this condition.
Praise thank you, Father.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord is speaking to a daughter whose father is in the ICU having COVID and you have no hope. The Lord says, today, right now, grace is coming upon your life and your father is going to come home. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord is speaking to a lawyer who's in crisis, financial crisis, and you are worried as to what is going to happen. The Lord says, I'm opening doors for you that you never thought. Come follow me, says the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise thank you.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
The Lord hallelujah. Is speaking to a person who has lost currency notes that this person has put away for safekeeping. but they cannot find it. And the Lord says, you're looking at everything else, but you're not looking at me. Start surrendering your life to me, and I will open another door for you.
Thank you, Lord. Praise Hallelujah. 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 Praise Hallelujah. Him, Father. Glory to Him. Praise Him, Father.
Thank you, Lord. The Lord is speaking to a person who is going to get married, but this person has encountered certain problems. The Lord says, trust in me, my child. I will provide for your every need, says the Lord. Praise
Thank you, Father. Praise Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Shall we also offer the soul of Father Anton Veerasinghe? Actually, he's a Jesuit who a few hours ago, he just passed away. We thought he had recovered from COVID, but now, later, he is now passed away, 83 years old. And one of the pillars of the Jesuit lifestyle and the ministry that they have done for so many years, and serving in the Vatican as well. So we'll just pray for his soul, that he will find the eternal reward that God has for his servants in the heart of God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise Him. Hallelujah.
Glory to Him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Blessed be Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's get ready to.
Down in adoration falling, lo, the sacred hosts we hail, Lord, ancient forms departing, new
given them bread from heaven.
Heaven itself is all delight.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you gave us the Eucharist as a memorial of your suffering and death. May our worship of this sacrament of your body and blood help us to experience the salvation you own for us and the peace of the kingdom where you live with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
And holy, you can say as well. and sisters, let's thank the Lord for Father Dimuthu from the Kunagra Diocese, who's really making the commitment of his time to be with us. That the Lord will continue to bless his ministry and make him strong in his journey with the Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank
praise
you,
Father. Praise you, Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to you. Thank you, Jesus.
And remember to encourage others to join the live Zoom meeting so that it's a live coming together, and try to create an environment in the space where you are. Light a candle, create an environment so that we gather around the Lord in our homes and come together to really join the meeting, and then encourage other members of your family also to join in. And as we grow in this, I'm sure God will minister more and more powerfully. If you have testimonies, please send it to us so that others can also glorify the Lord through what has happened in your life.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Tata, for that amazing message that you gave us, such a life-transforming message, constant flesh and spirit battle that goes on in our lives. My sisters and brothers, many of you may not have noticed, but we're starting now at 5, preparing ourselves for this meeting. So if you are able to join online on Zoom, from 5 p.m. onwards, we have that preparation with music and with videos that really help us enter into the presence. And from there, we also have the rosary, and that soon after that is when we start our meeting. For those of you who wish to join the prayer rooms, you may log out of this prayer meeting and then log into this the ID that is being displayed right now. That's for the prayer rooms. And we also have more notices. On Friday, 11th of June, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is the youth ministry, and on the topic of intimacy with the Holy Spirit. It's on Zoom for youth of ages between 14 to 23. Parents, we encourage you to please send your youth. The numbers are also given on this notice. On Friday, we have intercessory prayer for the world, and that starts from 8:30 to 9:30. We welcome anyone to join us, and the Zoom IDs are given. So please do join intercessory for the world, which really needs prayer right now. On Saturday, which is the regular family ministry meeting, Saturday the 12th of June from 6 to 8 p.m. This time the topic is the gift of intimate union in marriage. And Masyama will be sharing the word. Please do encourage couples, even couples to be married, to please attend this meeting. It's on Zoom, and the numbers are listed on this notice. We also have the young adults who meet on Mondays, again on virtual, which is on Monday, 14th of June, 7 to 8:30 p.m. for young adults ages between 24 to 40, 7 to 8:30 p.m. And the numbers are listed on this notice. We also have a save the date for two meetings. That's on the 19th of June. And this is done by CRL Australia, but it will be telecast all over for all CRL people to watch. And it's on the title of Mary's Role in Pentecost. For Sri Lanka, it will be on the 19th at 6 a.m. because it's 10:30 in Australia, but it's 6 a.m. for us. Then on the 26th of June, our CRL Biz Ministry is having a message that the Pladitata will deliver. It's on self-centered authority versus Christ-centered authority. It's so much on the lines of the message that Tata gave us, because many of us are handling businesses in the flesh and all for profit and all in the world. And here we have a message coming, how we can run our businesses in a Christ-centered authority. 26th Saturday, do please keep the date free for that. And those of you who have testimonies or who have prayer requests, we have the numbers listed here right now. You can contact those two numbers, one on phone, one on WhatsApp. And you can also email your testimonies or prayer requests, ask@crlmaine.org. Sisters and brothers, we also encourage you to please spread this word through the social media platforms of YouTube and Facebook. And even on those chat platforms, we have forms that you can respond to with prayer requests. So do please connect with us and tell others as well, so that really we can truly transform Sri Lanka and the whole world. Praise the Lord. God bless you all.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all.